We're talking about the Mishnah Dav Chav Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah there says, "Amachaloikes." If the shofar from the animal called a para is kosher or not? The Tanakhama says it's pasul, and Rabbi Yossi says it's kosher. Now the reasoning that we give in the Mishnah seems to be that it's a machlokas in linguistics, or it's just about what its title is, what its name is, what it's called in the Torah. That's what it seems like in the Mishnah. Mepnei shu keren, and Rabbi says, kol ha-shofar zikru keren, so it makes no difference. That's what it seems. However, the Amoraim seem to give a more logical reasons to why perhaps the Tanakhama holds that the shofar of a para is not good. Ula says a reason of ein kategar nase sanegar. And Ula's reason, the Gemara discusses, he didn't really make up this concept. Where did he get it from? Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said it when it comes to big day kohen gadol. And then Abaye comes, and now we're up to Abaye's reason. Abaye says, "Hainu tamayu derabonon, shofar echad amar rachmana, veloy shnayim b'shalosh shofrois." Says Abaye, I have a different place that I'm learning it from. It's actually learned from a pasuk. The Torah says a person should blow a shofar. A shofar makes it sound like how many shofars should you have? Only one. Shofar echad amar rachmana veloy shtayim b'shalosh shofrois. You shouldn't blow two or three shofrois. The high depara, shofar of a para, kivan dekoy gildi, mischazi kishnayim b'shalosh shofrois. Comes along, Abaye, this is a different reason. He says, look, if one would examine the shofar that comes off of the head of a para, he'll see something interesting. Inside of the shofar, outside will look regular maybe, but if you peer inside of the shofar, you'll see what looks like ridges in the shofar. It looks almost like it's a canyon, and there's different ridges that are coming down the side. And if one has a creative imagination, you would imagine that it's almost as if you took a shofar, a smaller shofar, and you inserted it into the bigger shofar and packed it in very tightly. And then you took another shofar that's even smaller than that, and you packed it into that one very tightly. It has these different like ridges. So therefore, it actually looks like there's what? Many shofars. Can a person blow many shofars to be yaitz of the mitzvah? No. We'll see, Toys is going to ask the question of, he thought that you can. We'll see exactly what the answer is. It seems like no. So therefore, says Abaye, that's why the Chachamim said that the shofar of a para is pasul, because the pasuk says shofar echad amar rachmana v'loshtayim v'shalosh shofars. Says the Gemara, v'atana pneishu keren ka'amar. The Tana says the reason is because it's keren. Says the Gemara, chada v'oid ka'amar. Chada the shofar echad amar rachmana v'loshtayim v'shalosh shofars. V'oid mipneishu keren. So it seems like he's saying like there's two reasons. Now, I want to ask you a question. This is just really going back to this whole statement over here. When you do a chada be'oid, this is a technique, I'm assuming, that we'll find in many places in Shas. Chada be'oid, the Mishnah only gave one reason, but there's really another. Which one would you say is the main reason? The first one, the one that it says in the Mishnah, or the one that it doesn't say in the Mishnah? What would be your svara? Don't think about our case. Just think in general. The Mishnah says one reason, and there's really two reasons. Which one would you say is the one that's probably the more compelling reason? The one the Mishnah writes or the one the Mishnah doesn't write? What? The one that's written, that's why. That's why what? That's why it was put in. It's interesting, because when the Gemara says chada ve'oid, the Gemara makes the chada the reason that it doesn't say. The Ayin, the reason it does say. I would have said Chada, what it says in the Mishnah. The Ayin, the other reason. It sounds like the Gemara is making the Chada what it doesn't say for some reason. Now, it's interesting. Oh, it would appear that it's showing the importance of this reason. So we have to know why Bechlal did Abaye and Ula bring another reason. The Mishnah gives a great reason. The Mishnah says the reason. The reason is because of Karen. Why do they bring another reason? We had different pshat. One pshat is because it's such compelling logic to them, they thought that they can insert it. That's very good, but that's not going to make it the primary reason. It's going to make it a secondary reason. Ah, if we say the other pshat, we said, the Gemara says, Shapir Karma Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said so good. The Rabbanan are up against the ropes. So there has to be something else because this reason is weak. Then I understand why I would put the reason that the Amoraim gave first because they see that somehow this reason that we say in our Mishnah is not the primary reason. Another suggestion would be perhaps like the Sfas Emes. What does the Sfas Emes say? Why do we give two reasons? The Sfas Emes says it's not really two reasons. It's time of the Krah. Says the Sfas Emes, now let me add an akuda which you were bothered by before. Why am I giving time of the Krah? If it wasn't for the time, I wouldn't darshan, says the Sfas Emes. The only thing that gives me the license to darshan, it says Karen, it says Shofar. Who cares what it says? Karen, Shofar, Samach Chilik. The answer is being that I have a good, compelling reason. That's why I'm darshin on. So which has to come first? First, the compelling reason. That's why it says first the reason. And whatever that reason is, either because of Enkate Ganasa Sanegar, which is according to Ula, or the reason of Shofar Echa, these are the compelling reason why we're going to darshan. Al kol panim. This is what Abaye says. So Abaye came up with a new understanding in why a Shofar Shofara should be possible because of Gildi Gildi. Says the Acharonim, nafgamina, between Abaye's answer and perhaps the other, if we didn't have Abaye's answer, is as follows. What would be if I found an animal, not a para, but let's say I found an animal. I mean, there's lots of animals that have horns. I went to South Africa on a safari, and I went hunting, and I found myself an animal that has horns that are gildy gildy. What would be then? It doesn't say Karen on that one in particular. Shofar says Karen. A para says Karen. A para is en kategonasa saneger. But I found another animal. I don't know what it is. It's called an ibex. Okay? That's what it's called. And it happens to be gildy gildy. Would you say it's possible or not? It could be. Now, this also might depend on a few things. That if you say gildy gildy is a stand-alone psul, what would be the din? Comes along the Truas Melech, and this we gave out today. And he says another major, major nafkamina. And this nafkamina is also not going to be simple. Says the Truas Melech. When does the gildi happen? When does this happen that the animal, anyone has any questions, feel free to ask. When does it happen the animal starts gaining its ridges? We're calling them ridges. When does it happen? Anyone know? At what? In adulthood, when it's older. So what about the first year that the animal exists? If you would clip off the animal's horns, would you see gildy there? Assumes the Truas Melech, no. So would it be kosher? You have over here an animal. It's a para without gildy. Would it be, says the Truas Melech, this is the chiddush that Abaye is saying. Lefizeh gamna Abaye have a chiddush gadol. Dirak para shehi bas shtayim sheni toisif geled pasol. Yishum de'oz havi bein shoyfris b'mare. Only then does it have the image of bein shoyfris. But less than that, it won't be possible. That'll be another nafkamina, a pele. We'd say that the shofar that's less than a year old, a par less than a year old, two, I don't know when the gildi exactly happens, it's going to be kosher. It's very not mashman our Mishnah, right? Kol ha-shofar is ksherim chutz mishal para. Sounds like para is pasul. But this is what the Truas Melech says. So now, first of all, if you understand, like, let's say the Sfas Emes, that really this is just the svara to give us the taima of the kra. If the pasul calls it a karen, what's going to be the din? It's pasul. We said a similar svara, but previously in Ula. Ula says the problem is en kategor nasas hanegor. We'd ask, what about Shevet Levi? What about them? One answer, he says, maybe Shevet Levi has kol yisrael reivim zeh lazeh. Then Shevet Levi also has a problem with a shofar that had to do with chet egel. Or once the Torah says this is pasul, it's pasul. What was the time of the Torah? That's really not so relevant to us anymore. Maybe over here also. Right. So you're saying Shevet Levi and Yisrael also you shouldn't be mechalek. So you're saying? I hear you. I hear you. Lemaisa, I hear you. You're saying, what? Naim's asking a question. If you're saying that Enka Teganas Negro has to be like, has to be the same, so it should only be an Egel, not a par. A par is not an Egel. Egel is young. Maybe an older one should be okay. It's not. So like the Sfas Emes, it's not Shver. Again, it's not because of the Enka Teger. But those that are learning that the Enka Teger is a standalone reason, Naim's asking a question. If you learn that gildi is a standalone reason, so then the choyer, if it's less than it's a year or less, what? The shaila is it because of its nature or because it exists now? I have in front of me one shofar, two shofars at the age of 1 year old. So then it should be kosher. It's one shofar. If you're telling me the psul is like it's because that's its nature, then you have to have exeris a kosher. Which maybe you would say the pasuk of Karen together with the svara of gildi. But if gildi is a standalone svara, which is you can't use two or three shofars in the first year, says the Truas Melech, it should be good. Now, right. Well, if there's a gzeres akasa that somehow takes it out, that would take it out. But you're right. Without a svara, there would be no reason to take it out. Correct. No, because he's not going with the svara of Enkateger. He rejects Enkateger Nasa Sanegar. We're saying that Abaye is rejecting that for some reason. We have many reasons why Abaye might reject it. We said that maybe it's only Zav. It's not the Egel. Maybe it's only the Egel, not the part, the Shaykh. We had different reasons why one could have rejected it. I'll call upon him. Listen to this, my friends. There's actually a machlokes between the Achroinim. If the para that's 1 year old, how big is its horn going to be? It's only 1 year old. It's got this teeny. Now, in order to be a kosher shayfer, there's a shear. It has to be about yay big. Be'erach, yay big. Does it grow to yay big in a year? If it doesn't, so then it'll never be kosher for two different reasons. If it's only a year old, why is it not kosher? It's not a shear. If it is, and a year, and the next year, now why is it going to be puzzle? Because gildi. I guess age of two. Right there, boom, boom. Happens right away, I guess. Or before, have to be before. So now, the Vilna Goyin says, no, for sure, within a year, it already has a shear shofar. That's the Vilna Goyin says. And the Reb Moshe Kaziz, he says, no, maybe within a year, it doesn't have a shear shofar. I have to see what the machlokes is. That's a good question. Now, we're going to get to that right now. I'll get there right now. Now, says the Turei Evan, the Fizeh, I could answer another diuk in the Mishnah. We ask the question, why does the Mishnah say, Kol HaShofar is K'shem Chutz Mishel Para? Why don't we say Chutz Mishel Shar? Why do we use the language of Para? Why don't we say Shar? After all, Shars are the ones that have most of the horns. Why do we say Para? Says the true AM, and I'll tell you why. Because the word Shar includes even a young animal. Because Shar ben Yoima, Kari Shar. The word Para usually is referring to someone who's already at the age of being able to have children, a mother. Shar ben Yoima, Kari Shar. So if we're right, says the Turei Evan, that the only time it's possible to use this Shofar is it has Gildi-Gildi. And it only has Gildi-Gildi if it's already older. So I Davka don't want to use the word Shar. Why? That would indicate that it's possible even at a young age, says the Turei Evan. It's not. And therefore, it's Meduik in the Mishnah. Kol HaShofar is K'shem Chutz Mishel Paro. And Paro means an adult Shar. Only adult Shar is possible. Baby Shar, kosher. Can't hear you so well. You talk very, very softly because you're a very gentle soul. Give me some attitude. Yes. No, it'll be possible. What? Okay. Our point is we don't want it to be a baby. We want to try to exclude babies. Babies are not puzzle. So it means adult. Once it's adult, it's going to be puzzle. What'd you say? That's true. But correct. We can't say egal because egal is sometimes going to be puzzle, sometimes not. So therefore, we use Lashon of Para to say only an adult Para. Exactly what age does the Gildi-Gildi happen? I don't know if that's so relevant. Yeah, that's why we have the question. So why are we saying, again, if you're using the Pasuk, it depends. Right now, we're using the Gildi-Gildi Svara more than the Pasuk. Right. 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 So, thing is like this: once you're doing the time of the krah, it's going to be pasul on younger also. Now the reason might have been that we'll get to like what Pesach was saying, because it has gildi when it's older, we're pasuling in the old time. Because once you're doing the pashas, once you're doing the svasemes, so then we're saying that it's pasul because it says Karen. What gave me the guts to darshan gildi, but it's not going to be pasul even when it's younger. Yeah, so the Enochlam, the time of the crow won't fit 100%. That's what we were saying yesterday. Time of the crow won't fit. That's why, and the time of the crow is just, is not. Maybe it's a slow plug or something, but all we're saying is this is what's giving us the right to make the drasha. Now we have a drasha, it's a drasha. But if it's a standalone svara, now there's something I saw in the Yalkut Birim from the Teferes Bachrim. I never saw this inside. Itapela. And he says the whole thing's not true. He says that really a shar, even when it's a baby, has gildi-gildi. Aye. Doesn't look like it. He says that the gildi-gildi that are there are just not recognizable. They're not nicker. But really, it has gildi-gildi from the moment it starts sprouting its horns. It's gildi-gildi. What? I don't know what you mean. It's there. It's just so minute that you can't see it. It's not visible to the human eye, but I guess if you would take out a microscope and analyze, clearly you'd see teeny little ridges, teeny, teeny minuscule ridges are there even when it's a little child. What? It's the sheet of Teferis Bachram. He's saying a very big Kiddush. He's saying that, and that's why, according to the Chacham, it's going to be puzzle, even when it's a year old. Oh, it's a Pella, what he's saying. Pella Otsum. But it's very strange, because the Gemara says that's puzzle because it's Meschazi Yishnai Mishalosh Shayfreis. It appears like two or three Shayfreis. Sounds like it's only puzzle because it has that appearance. So it only seems like that when it seems like that. Up until that, it doesn't seem like that. So, the shadows, what do we care what it seems like? If it's at someone's shofar, who cares what it seems like? So I don't know if anyone has a different gear side. I didn't see any other gears in the Gemara. What does it make it seems? Mischazi kishnai mishol ha-shayfreis? What is this? A Maris Ayin thing? What? Okay, that's a din d'rabbanan. We're talking about a din d'oraisa. What? But if it's only one shayfer, who cares what it, if it's one shayfer? Then it should say it sounds like two or three shayfers. Even then, it only sounds like. If it's one shayfer, it's one shayfer. What does that mean? Elamai. So we have to figure out what's this thing? It looks like two or three shayfers. Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? We'll have to see. Well, so we're saying this is D'oraisa. Yeah, but we're saying this is a din D'oraisa. What? No, that's our problem. What does Mischazi mean? We have to try to understand what it means. It's hard to say it means Maris Ayin because it's only a Dinder Abanon. It must mean something else. What? Gumar doesn't say it. Gumar says, Shofar Elkav, Shnai Mishol Shofar. Sounds like it's not because of Mischazi, the Gumar later on. We'll have to see. Let's see. Let's keep moving on, my friends. We're going to try to say a Vart. It's a little bit of a Chiddush, but I think that's what you have to say over here. Let's keep going. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says this shofar that we have is shtayim v'shalosh shofaris. Says, asks the Achronim, Rabbi Yosha brings the following shayla. The din of shofar echad is not just a din by shofar. There's lots of things that have to be done on echad. For example, a get has to be written on one piece of paper. You can't write it on two papers. Why, says the Gemara, get echad amar achmana v'loy shnayim v'shalosh gitin. Same thing. Shofar echad amar achmana v'loy shnayim v'shalosh shofaris. Get echad amar achmana v'loy shnayim v'shalosh shofaris. The shaila is, can I write a get on the horn of a parah? Can I write a get on the horn of a parah? Why would I think not? Hold on, my friends. I would think not because if a get has to be written on one piece of paper, and you're telling me that this is Shnayim and Shalosh Shofaris, so then I'm writing it on two or three pieces of paper. Hold on a second. And the Shaila is the Gemara in Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin says you can write a get on anything you want to write it on, even on a Keren Shel Parah. Shtel Tzach Lekasha. Rabbi, say patience. Just give me a second. Let me just get this out. It's hard for me to hear also because the echo and because I'm getting old. How could I write it on a keren of a parish? It has to be get echad amar achmana. And then you tell me that's called get echad. So then why is it possible? Why can't I blow shofar? I thought you said shofar echad achmana. Shofar is possible. So is it echad or is it shtam and shalosh? Make up your mind. Which one is it? Is it echad or is it shtam and shalosh? You tell me. Klape get, it's okay. This is get echad. Klape shofar is not okay. Shtam and shalosh shofar. Vars tutsuchda. Avi Newman likes the kasha. Baruch Hashem. Rabbi say slow. Take it slow. Take it slow. Take it slow. Rabbi say, hold on a second. Please don't scream. Let's take it slow. I can't hear everybody. I can barely hear myself. says Pesach Weiss. Right away, he jumped out. He said, "Hold on a second. It doesn't say over here that it's Shnayim and Shalosh like this. It says it's Mischazi." Okay, now we're back. Okay, is this Mischazi? Is this just like a Maris Ayin thing? Doesn't seem like it's a Maris. Okay, but if you do that, somehow we do that, what Pesach does, that will help us a little bit. But the Achroinim don't seem to be happy with that. This is Dinder Rabbanan. So maybe you could do this. If you say, like the Svas Emes, I don't know if it really works even. It's like a Taima Dikra. It's not even really such a good Taima. I don't know. I'm not sure if that even is going to help. It's like not a real psul. It's just like a, looks like a, I don't know. I'm not sure. He's saying very good, Baruch. We have to see. Baruch's saying very good. Yeah. Baruch said very good. I don't even know why I didn't think of that. That was so good. Yeah. Yes, Rabbi Schweitzer has what to say. Yes, Rabbi Schweitzer.
No, it's not a vote that's a din and the curl. The pshat is, it's one, if it's gildy, it's layers, so the curl goes out through all these layers. Yeah. Over here, the pshat, you need one paper. It's called one paper. It's called even one, it's all connected together. Just the problem is that the curl has to come out from one place. You have to write a get.
We're going to get to what Rabbi Schweitzer is saying in a second.
I'm wrong.
No. We're going to start with what Baruch said. Baruch said it very, very smoothly. Wow. Baruch Mamish said it like a pro. And then he said it better than I was going to say it. Rabbi Schweitzer, I'm not sure 100% if this is what you mean or you meant what I was going to say. I was trying to say it lumdish. Baruch is saying it so smooth. This follows. I need a shofar. I need a shofar. Here we go. I got it, my friends. Does anyone need Mara Mekoymus? Everyone got Mara Mekoymus? You got everyone? Okay. We are going to do some arts, some show and tell, if we may. Just lechvod Baruch's beautiful terrace. I'm gonna just do two of them, but you can get the picture, okay? I've got better. Excusez-moi. Hold on a second. We've got better. Just to make it easier for you to be able to visualize. Okay, so we have over here two or three shayfras. Baruch, it's such a simple teretz. It like makes the kasha even like sound so foolish. I don't even know why anymore. I think I have to explain the kasha. I think I have a teretz. I'll be able to be matzik the question in a second. Maybe. Here it is. Here we are, folks. We've done it. I'm here to show you a shofar shelpara that's gildy. Now, this is really not, here it is. It's really not so accurate. Why is this not so accurate? This is the opposite, but I can't show you the opposite. I'd have to show you the inside. So the top one, this would be like the bottom, this would be inside the bottom one. It's like, it's a big one, inside of it a smaller one. Inside of it, a smaller one. But the basic idea is like this. So what Baruch is saying is, so I have three shayfras. One, two, three. But what if I just write on the outside of this shayfar? How many shayfras am I writing on? One. There's another shayfar inside. Okay, but I'm writing it on one shayfar. When I would write it on three, if I write it on the inside of the shayfar, and write from one shofar to the other, maybe you're right. Maybe that will be puzzle. But he wrote it on the keren of the shofar. What do you mean? Explain. Uh, So maybe it could be the reason why they're asking the question is because maybe we're saying they also, it sounds like you can write it anywhere on the shofar. It says Pesach. If you write it on the inside, it's going to be kosher or puzzle. It'll be puzzle. I'll say, first time, we're going with Baruch's Teretz. Baruch's Teretz was, you're writing on, did I say it right, Baruch? Baruch's Teretz is, you're writing on the outside, you're only writing on one shofar. The fact there's another shofar inside, whip-de-doo-dah. I didn't write on that shofar, I wrote on this shofar. So that to me is a very fine answer. If you write everything on this shofar, you're fine. If you write it on these two shofars, you're right, it'll be puzzle. But the only way to do that is if you write on the inside, you're writing the get on the inside of the shofar. Wow. That's really interesting. I'm not surprised you're getting divorced. What? says Aaron, if I have a bunch of pieces of paper stapled together and I write the get on one of those papers, is it going to be puzzle? No, it's going to be fine. The only problem is you write in two different papers. So I think Baruch gave a great answer right there, Baruch. Go ahead. Yeah. So Yossi is like supporting what I said before, that the Maisa, this para has restrictions on how to write the get. Now, again, Yossi, because we're backwards, you can write on the entire exterior. The entire exterior is one shofar. In the interior, there's another shofar, which is a little bit lower, and then another shofar that's a little bit lower than that. But the entire exterior is okay, so you're not really that limited in the writing of the shofar, but... Maybe that's why they, according to the Kasha, it's him getting as the Kasha. It's not a joke. This is a serious question. Right. You're saying answer or you're explaining the question? Why? So what? But the fact, we asked the question, if I staple together three pieces of paper and I write it only on one, you think it's puzzle? Because I only wrote it on one. It happens that this entity has other shofars in it. Who cares? It's a good... I don't know why we have to make problems. Ellie, why do we have to make problems? Let Baruch's answer be a good answer. Fagin Baruch, it's a good terrence. Avi, what do you say? Avi, you want to say something before? What? I don't hear you so well. I can't hear you. I can't hear. Right. So then we'll see choices. We'll see. Yes. Correct. Okay, so I'm going to try to address this. I'm going to try to say a chiddush here. A different teretz, different than Baruch's teretz, and to answer this question. The question was, again, if you're telling me that it's considered two or three shofars, how could I write a get on a shofar shel para? I was thinking to say the following thing. How does gildi happen? Rashi says that every year it adds another layer. It's kind of like like on a tree. There's lines in a tree. That's how they do. They figure out how old the tree is. They chop a tree down to see how many circles are, or in an onion. Every year it gets another layer, right? It's the same type of thing. So it gets another layer. Kol shana, noisif like geled, the nicker. Okay. So says Tosfos, being that every year it gets a new layer. So before last year, was this shayfer a shayfer? Yeah. So it was a shayfer already beforehand. So what happened afterwards is they like added to the shayfer something else. So now it became a second shayfer. Because even before this other addition came, this was considered to be a shayfer. So therefore, what's happening is, because it grows as a way where first there is a shayfer, and then afterwards there's the next year, there's a ki'ilu, a second shayfer, and the next year there's a third shayfer. That's what makes it that we see this as if it's shnayim and shalosh shayfers. So the way I understand it is as follows. The appearance of it looking like two or three shayfers is what gives us the ability to say that this is going to be puzzle. Because this looks like two or three shayfers, that's why we treat it like two or three shayfers. If it would all look like one shayfer, so then it started as one, it all grew as one shayfer, so therefore we would treat it as one shayfer. But because there was a shayfer here beforehand, and what's growing now is not just like making the shayfer bigger. What appears to be growing now is a second shayfer. So therefore, klape, the din of shayfer, we're treating it like it's a new shayfer. In other words, like this, what I'd like to suggest is as follows. If I ask you, is this like a separate thing? I have this big, the shayfer of a paro. Is it two things or one thing? Or three things or one thing? What would you tell me? One thing. But if I would ask you, how many shayfers do you have? I would say, I have two or three shayfers. Because look at it. There's the little shayfer. That was here beforehand. And then afterwards, there's another shayfer, which is attached, but it's another shayfer. And there's a third shayfer. So klape shayfer, because it appears as two or three shayfers, we don it as two or three shayfers. Aber klape get, is this called being written on one thing, one piece of parchment? It's written on one thing. Because it's been metzias one thing. Aber klape shayfer, we're going to see it as if it's two or three shayfers. Yes, They're all hollow. What? Hollow means that there's air in the middle. Do they all have air in the middle? They all have air in the middle. No, but there's air in the middle. That's because you stuck another shayfer inside. But if I would take out the middle shayfer, that would have air. That's called air. So each one of them is a shayfer. No, it's not. It's for all of them. Adarabba. Well, I'll show you. We'll see it in Tosfos. They're all using that air. All the shayfers are using that air. Same thing. What? Why does it look like a bunch of little pianos? What? It's its own key. It's not his own piano. So a shayfer. A shayfer, each one looks like its own shayfer. It doesn't look like its own. Yes, it's a bunch of little keys there. It is. But a piano is a bunch of little keys. So this shayfer looks like it's a shayfer inside of a shayfer inside of another shayfer. And therefore, klape shayfer, we're going to say it's two or three shayfers. But klape everything else, we're going to say it's, of course, it's really, the metzias is its one thing. But because it looks like two or three shayfers, says the Chachamim, that's enough of a reason to passel. Now, hold on a second. What I'm coming out is the following thing. What would be if the ridges came before it was a kosher shayfer? What would it be if the ridges, the gildi, came before it was the kasher shofar? What? Before it had the shear. It only became a shofar after it had gildi. It never grew another shofar. So the Vilna Gaon says, a shofar before it has gildi has a shear shofar. We said from a Moshe Kaziz, he argued. I think that the Vilna Gaon is mukhrach. Because if it doesn't have a shear shofar, so that's not shnayim and shalosh shofaros. It only becomes shnayim and shalosh shofaros because I have a shofar and it's nitoisif, added to my shofar, another shofar. But if it doesn't have a shear shofar, then it's not added to my shofar. This is my shofar. It's tzuzamin all my shofar. Lechura, lefi the way we're understanding, it's mukhrach to say like the Gaon that there has to be a shofar here. And then after the shofar, we add another thing. Now it's like, that's a second shofar. And then we add another one as a third shofar. Again, what I'm suggesting is klape the din of get avada. This is one thing. But in shofar, because it looks like two or three shofaris, klape shofar, we're going to down it as if it's two or three shofaris. But avada be'etzem, it's not like that. Yeah. Yeah. What'd you say? Each gildi is going to have shear shofar. They will. Yeah. It doesn't look like five trees. It doesn't look like a tree inside of a tree. A shofar is hollow. A tree is not hollow. So a shofar looks like you packed tightly one shofar, and then you put another shofar touching it. So I have this. Where's our? No, you would see. Yeah, but it wouldn't look like five trees. It wouldn't look like five trees. Does this look like three shofars? Yes or no? Is it possible that I could do this? Can I do this right now? But does it look like I could do that? It does. So it looks like you have a shofar inside of a shofar inside of a shofar. So the Torah gave you one shofar, and then all of a sudden, another shofar grew on top of it. And it looks like I could take it off. It happens to be connected. They're connected. And that's the Svar Rabbi Yossi. They're mechuber. So therefore, it's one. But he's saying, no, I have a shofar. And then afterwards, the Torah grows another shofar on top of it and another shofar on top of it. Now, if it wouldn't look like three different shofars, I would say, okay, it's all one thing. It is, after all, one thing. But because the Torah gave me one shofar and then put another one, and it looks like they're just all there are three things compacted together. By tree, it doesn't look like that. Everybody, let's keep going. You have to humble the svara. That's what Night Seder is for. Let's go, Rabbi Sai. We're finishing up. Here goes. Rabbi Sai, it's for tonight. It's for tonight, my friends. I want to finish off with an amazing Svas Emes. Says the Svas Emes. According to our svara now. Now remember, the Svas Emes wants to fuse the Pasuk and the svara, right? He's making them all into one. Right. So Hashem says, this is the time of the crow. So this doesn't listen to this great svara. Let's remember back. What was the machlokes in the psukim between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? Rabbi Yossi said, listen, I'll show you a pasuk where a para is called a shofar. Because it says, Vatita Hashem mishar par, shar par, shar par, shar par. There you go, shofar. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. And the Chachamim said, no. Or something like that. We'll see. Says the Svas Emes. Listen to this brilliance of the Svas Emes. Which shar are we talking about? Whose shar was it? My Sebracious, other Mauritians. That was born a mature adult. Says the Svas Emes. Did it have gildi? Did it grow day by day? Did it grow day by day, year by year? No, it was born like in the form of 3 years old. So says the Svar, hold on a second. Says the Svar, we're going to get to it. Says the Svar MS, that's why it's called a Shofar and it's good. Because I said the only reason it's going to be possible is because of Gildi. And Gildi is the svara behind the psul of Karen. So you're telling me that you found me one shayfar shel par that's called a Karen? I'll tell you why that one's called a shayfar. Because that one's takanah possible. Because there's no Gildi on that one. Because that was the par of Adam Harishon. And Adam Harishon didn't have Gildi. Hold on. I'm going to tell you, I have myself three issues with the Svas Emes. One of them, which I think the Olam is mechaven to. First, let me tell you my first two, and then you guys can try to tell me the third. What's the issue with the Svas Emes? Number one. What does the Pasuk have to do with Gildi? We're talking about Gildi. The Pasuk is the Pasuk. So this is the Svas Emes l'shitasai. That the Svas Emes was saying that the Gildi is the time of the Krah. So this is not two standalone machloikas between Rabbi Yitzi and the Chacham. It's not a chod of the oid in the classic sense of we have one thing, one line of logic or one reason to argue and another. This is the reason for me darshaning is because of Gildi, and that's going to go into the pasuk. But I have another issue, which I don't understand what the Svas Emes is doing exactly. Is this the shofar of Adam Harishon? There's two different ways of learning the pasuk. Batita v'lashem mishar par, shar par, shofar. The other way of learning the pasuk is Batita v'lashem mishar shehu par. Shar shehu par, imshar, what does it mean, shar shehu par? Oh, the shar of Adam Harishon. Those are two different ways of learning the pasuk. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, Batita Hashem Mishofar, has anything to do with Adam Harishon? I don't think so. And if it has to do with Adam Harishon, it has nothing to do with Shofar. How did you get Shofar of Adam Harishon, put the two of them together? That was a trick. Well, there's two different ways of learning this pasuk. The pasuk is a problem. Why is it saying the word Shar and Par? Rabbi Yossi said Shar Par is Shofar. The Chacham said Shar Par is the Shar Shehu Par, which is the Shar of Adam Harishon, and does not do the shofar. Sounds like that the Svas Emes is saying Vatikra Hashem Mishar Shehu Par, and is also shofar. Okay. That I haven't seen. But there's a more fundamental issue with the Svas Emes. Rabbi Yisai, what do you have an issue with the Svas Emes? Svas Emes is assuming that the parah of Adam Harishon did not have the problem of Gildi. Anyone have an issue with that? What? It was born full grown, therefore it doesn't have Gildi. What? There was no years. It all happened it happened immediately. So therefore, what? That adult has Gildi because it grew slowly. This grew immediately. So therefore there's no Gildi. I can't hear you. Right. We'll get there in a second. So my problem is as follows. One of the answers they give for the question of like the dating, like they have carbon dating and other types of dating that shows that the world is many, many years old. So what is the answer they give? Hashem created the world old. So if Hashem created the world old, it's going to have all of these indications of being old. So if that's the case, so then Hashem created this shofar, I'd assume it would create it with an indication of it being old. If it was created at 3 years old, it would have all the markers of being 3 years old. So why are there no Gildi? Maybe not. Maybe Svas Emes is not agreeing with that idea. I don't know. Maybe it's sort of Victor Miller or others that they deal with the challenge of scientists seem to feel that the world is much older than we think it is. How do we deal with it? So one answer they give is Hashem created the world old. So if you found something when Adam Harishon was born, his body had the strength of a 30-year-old. If he looked like a 30-year-old, he was built with ki'ilu, the wear and tear of the 30-year-old built in. Or the trees were built with ki'ilu as if they were already a million years old because there were these huge, tremendous trees. Hold a second. So if the Svas Emes means what it seems like, the way it's written over here, that the Gilda Gildi did not exist, then that's a very big Kiddush to me. However, Reb Noyim is saying, and Reb Chaim Fellow is saying the same thing, very good. Maybe the Svas Emes agrees that there were a Gilda Gildi. But because the only problem of Gilda Gildi is because I had a Shofar, and then afterwards you gave me Ke'ilu a second Shofar, we had a sheer Shofar, and then a year later you bring something else that seems to be, it's Nitoisif to my Shofar, and then something else Nitoisif to that Shofar, each one, because it happened in stages. But being that Brias Olam happened instantaneously, this is a Shofar with just ridges in it. It's not 2-3 Shofars. It's a Shofar with ridges. We only said it's called Shofar, Echad V'Shnayim Shal Shofars, because I had a Shofar before. Remember, we sang from the Vilna Gaon that when it's a year old, it already has a sheer Shofar, since it has to be, because that's what made this into its own Shofar. But if in the first year already had all the Gildi, it's not going to be possible. Therefore, says the Svas Emes, the Shofar of Adam Arishan, on the first day had all its Gildi, and even though it was Nikkur the Gildi, it's still not possible. Okay, my friends, Beis Hashem B'li Neder, what we're going to do is tomorrow, I'd like to, the Chavay Shavuos, like to finish till the Mishnah, so that on Shavuos night, we could also do some Chazara of what we've done and start the next Mishnah after Shavuos.